Opportunity to focus on Tri-County Tech, and same face, same voice, in with a different last name, Cheyenne Trail. Nice to have you in here this morning, ma'am.
Thank you, Charlie.
And haven't talked to you for a while. You're in summer sessions now at Tri-County, right?
We're in summer sessions, so our full-time students are taken off for the summer, but we still have classes going on. We still have a lot to do at Tri-County Tech, so don't forget about us this summer.
Absolutely.
We do stay busy.
Always a good place to eat anyway.
Oh, yeah. Delicious. That grill and those cheese fries. Yep. Come on out.
You didn't bring me any this morning, did you?
I didn't. No, I kept. Well, I tried, but I ate them on the way here.
Oh, so. Well, then you're excused. It's okay. They're good stuff.
I understand.
Flex and Fast Track programs, something we frequently talk about, but they're out there for people to upgrade skills, pick up something new, and get a better job.
Yes. So our Flex and Fast Track, they don't interrupt your working life. That's how they're designed. So you can continue your career, try to advance yourself, or switch gears. Maybe if you're thinking you want to go a different route with your career, this is the perfect chance. You get that education that you need, you get that certification in that short amount of time, and then you can get to work, make some money. So our Flex that we, it's kind of about a semester, so right. It's in less than a year. That's how we define it. And some of those classes could include accounting. We also have some Cisco certified, so mm-hmm. if you want to get into some more IT-driven career field. We have automated manufacturing.
Okay.
So that is really big right now if you want to go into manufacturing. Mm-hmm. Then we have all of those trainings. We also have some graphic design and some paramedic. Paramedic is a newer program
right.
that we have, and so it has started, and so you can jump right into that.
And just almost any medical career field will take paramedic, but you could have mentioned nursing, it would have been the same thing. Those are jobs that typically you can graduate from whatever certification you're talking about and without too much trouble pick up a good job.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we want. We want to get you to work, make some money. Yeah. So
then come back and talk about Tri-County.
Yes. Come with me. Yeah. So we also have Fast Track, and that's even shorter, mm-hmm. which is great. Right now, a couple that we're excited about is our CNA class, that Certified Nurse Aide. And, you know, right now, that health field, that's a great one to be in.
Yeah.
Go and train to be a nurse. And you can do that here in Bartlesville or in Pawhuska. So we've added that to our Pawhuska campus, mm-hmm. which is exciting because
yes.
that is, you know, a lot of people can't travel all the way here, and so now they can just take it in Pawhuska. And so that actually will start pretty soon. That starts in July
okay.
10th.
Okay, so and, roughly a month from today.
Right. And so you still have a lot of time to register, get everything started, and get prepared, and figure out what you want to do if you're interested in advancing in that same career, if you work in that health field, or if you've decided you want to switch gears and now you want to go and be a certified nurse aide.
Well, and I mean, I just looking at one of my wife's former students, you know, graduated from high school, I think went to an EMT program first mm-hmm. and worked in that field for a couple of years. Then got a helicopter pilot's license so he could fly the helicopter while he was working on the patient.
Perfect.
And now I think he's going back to pick up, I was going for MD school, I think now. So
wow,
it's just one of those you can keep on transitioning.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, can't go anywhere but up.
Yeah,
so
that's exactly.
So another one, speaking about Pawhuska, mm-hmm. this one we're pretty excited about. We're starting a bakery and pastry academy.
You need some professional tasters then, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I signed up for.
Yeah, okay. You have a certification in that too?
Yes, tasting.
Yeah,
professional
okay.
taste tester, good, yes. Good. I'm very good. So our Bakery and Pastry Academy, so that's still Fast Track. So remember, that means it's several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is actually 8 weeks.
Okay.
So it will start on August 14th. And so that means it'll run into October 12th. And that's designed for Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you still have that time if you want to continue working, or if you've decided you might want to open up a bakery
mm-hmm.
or you want to kind of do this on the side, or you just really want to learn about bakery and pastry.
Well, and there's so many restaurants, fast food even, that need someone to come in and bake the biscuits or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, so it's a start. You can be working in the field while you're learning.
Right. Well, what's really cool about this program, so they take it here in Bartlesville, and then for 3 weeks, they train at the Mercantile in Pawhuska.
I knew there was a catch to it.
Yes. A fun one. So you get that on-the-job training. You get to see what it really is like to work in that atmosphere, make those bakery, that pastry, all of those really goodies. So that's really fun. So again, that's 8 weeks, and it does cost $799, but remember, we always have financial aid assistance, so never let that change your mind.
You, Tri-County Tech is somewhat unique in that you're not having to go through all the federal financial aid forms that, that say a typical junior college or college would.
Right.
You've got your own foundation, so it's basically all local.
Exactly. It's really easy to apply, and we get the funding within, so we don't have to deal with, like you said, all of those different processes that are a little bit frustrating usually to get that financial aid.
Yeah, and there's always one more question that, Mom, how do I answer this question?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, yep, you don't have any strings. It's just a really straightforward process. We never want to turn away a student because of financial difficulties. You should not miss out on any type of education because of finances. So.
Exactly. Now, what about full-time opportunities? I'll bet you've got some good classes there, too.
We do. Our brand new program, Teacher Prep, starts in the fall.
Okay.
So we're trying to fix that teacher shortage that we have here in Oklahoma. So this is what we're doing to try to change that. So our Teacher Prep program is nice because it trains our students to be a paraprofessional. So at the end, they'll be able to sit for that exam, so mm-hmm. they can start working right away. So a paraprofessional will prepare them to be a teacher aide, a teacher's assistant, and so they can actually work in that field. So mm-hmm. then if they decide they want to go ahead and further their education and become a licensed teacher, they can still do that while they're in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can decide if they want to stay a teacher's assistant, they are ready to go. And so we expose them to the actual exam to take your license.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a practice. So by the time you get there, you're not surprised.
Right.
And it feels a little more comfortable.
So the question may be worded somewhat differently, but I've seen something like this before. So, yeah, I get
mm-hmm.
it. And now, of course, the state has really opened up the number of alternative certifications that they're offering, too. So once you've got these credentials, it might be easier, probably would be easier, for you to say, okay, I've already got these college classes in, mm-hmm. and here's the alternative program. How do I make it work and become a teacher?
Exactly. So kind of like we were talking about with the health field, you just keep on building on that. This is the same idea, but with education, which we love. So Teacher Prep starts in the fall, and it will be a full-time program, like we said. So we do have half-day options. So if you're still working and you want to try to change that career or advance that, you can still do that with a full-time program.
Of course, if you're actual full-time, then you get done faster.
Exactly. Yes.
We're going to take a short break and continue with Cheyenne and see if we can involve, let me make sure I got the right name, Paige, early in the conversation here when we continue on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
I'm 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and Cheyenne, before I transition here, you did bring Paige Early in with you this morning, and Paige is, literally brand new, so I know
yes.
I'm not gonna challenge her with a lot of questions, but it's always nice to get new voices and meet new people at Tri-County.
Yeah, so we're excited to have Paige in our marketing department this summer.
Mm-hmm.
She is just doing great, but like you said, she's new, so I'm throwing her right into the radio with me and exposing her to the fun parts of this job.
Well, Paige, welcome to the organization. You're in with some good people, and don't feel like the lone stranger. I have had in the past, executive directors of the local Red Cross, on their first day on the job here. So, you're not the first time to say, I'm too new. I don't know know anything. But what you can talk to me about a little bit is just the environment around Tri-County Tech. Do you find them good people to work with and that sort of thing?
Yes, everyone there is just super nice, so involving. I mean, the first day, met everyone and they remembered my name the next day, and they're just so welcoming, which you don't get that a lot of places, I feel like. And so I can see why they were named 32 on the Fortune's greatest place to work for small and medium businesses.
Yeah. And so if you were a student and, you know, same sort of thing, maybe there's more students than there are of you, but, you know, you get the idea, like, give them a couple of days and they're going to know your name then.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And the teachers are all super sweet and they really care. You can tell they really care about their students.
So. Yeah. And I know you've gotten her to probably visit a classroom or at least, find out more about the pastry or whatever. So it's got to be a good deal for you.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. When it comes to have you visited the Pawhuska facility yet?
I have not.
Okay. Well, then you'll have all kinds of questions to ask when you get there, won't
yes,
you?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, first of all, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And feel free to jump in when you're ready. But I just wanted to, let folks know that there are some brand new faces and voices and one more reason to stop by Tri-County.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, Tri-County actually is doing something really interesting right now with their with our CEO and superintendent, Lindell Fields, mm-hmm. and it is called the Leadership Buzz. And what it is it's just tips of how you can take your personal and professional leadership skills to the next level. It's launching on Facebook, and the first session of it is actually next Thursday.
Okay.
So it'll be on Facebook Live, and it's a 10-week seminar. And he will be covering John Maxwell's 21 Laws of Leadership. He is actually a John Maxwell speaker, trainer, and coach. So he is super passionate about leadership and sharing his knowledge with other business leaders. And so he just wants to pass that, what he believes makes Tri-County a great place to work, and pass that on to the community around him.
Well, the John Maxwell program, I have not taken it, but I've heard great things about it. And people who come out of it, you can tell something's different about it.
Yes, yes. It seems great, and they have some great tips to just really take you to that next step within your leadership. So.
Okay. Well, how does it get, just as simple as going to the Facebook page, or do you have to sign up? Or?
Yeah, so he has a Facebook page, and it's just facebook.com/Lindell Fields Leadership. Mm-hmm. And then through that, you can learn more about what he's doing. And then if you really want to take it to the next level, you can go to the Leadership Buzz. And you'll have to go online, and it's just tricountytech.edu/leadershipbuzz. Mm-hmm. And through there, you'll find out how you can do the weekly seminars for the 10 weeks, and that'll give you more information on that.
Okay, so check it out on the website. All
yes.
kinds of good information there.
Yes, it's going to be great.
And if you know Lindell at all, he's just a very personable individual, easy to get along to, but
yes.
Ready to help out with some good
yes.
information.
Definitely.
Well, okay. Sounds like a good deal. Lindell Fields Leadership. And again, check that out on Facebook or just go to the Tri-County Tech website.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And first, but probably not the last time, Paige, early this morning. Thanks for coming in, Paige. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thanks, Paige. And, yeah. of course, you can tell that's what we've had her work on a whole lot lately. So
well, sure.
She
it makes good sense.
About
yeah, she sounds Lindell. Like she's ready to enroll here.
She is. And Lindell's going to have a lot of really great information on there. So I'm excited. I think everybody else at Tri-County is really excited to learn those tips. Most of them we already implement, but we'll see. I think he has some
yeah.
stuff up his sleeve for us.
Well, yeah, it's nice to follow the instructor around and say, oh, he didn't follow his own advice.
I'm
sure Lindell did follow his own advice, but, let's have some fun with it anyway.
It is.
some of the other things going on at Tri-County, I know you've got some things going on with adult classes and everything else coming up, too.
We do. So along with our adult classes on Tri-County Tech's campus, mm-hmm. we do host events too.
Sure.
So
was out there just a couple of weeks ago for an eggs and issues item for the floor for the chamber.
It's great. Yeah. We love that event center. It's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So what we offer at Tri-County Tech is kind of a one-stop shop for event planning. So no headache, no hassle. If you've ever planned an event, a lot goes into it. So we want to take that stress out of it and just get it all done. So we have our culinary department, so we'll take care of the food. We have the venue, and our Darlene out there and Tara will help set everything up for you and give you the best package that you need. So
that sounds great. And you don't have to worry about all the details, like you said, getting a chair set up, or for that matter, even what are you going to, you know.
We'll take care of all of it.
Set the menu and go for it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Some of the other things going on, I don't usually talk t-shirts with folks, but I understand you get something new going on.
We do. We're excited about our t-shirts. So if you actually go onto our website, so tricountytech.edu/about/shop, you can buy our t-shirts.
Okay.
And so they are so comfortable, they're so soft, and they're perfect for summer. And then you get to rep Tri-County Tech. So we have some good designs on there that you may be interested in, Charlie.
Sure, sounds great. I'm always looking for something new like that. That's great. Mm-hmm. So there, you can just buy them through the website, or you have to stop by and do it in person? Or?
No, they get shipped right to your house, so you don't have to worry about trying to figure out when to stop in and when to pick it up. You get it right there at your doorstep.
Wow, that is about almost too easy. I mean, literally online fulfillment right there.
Right, just like Amazon.
Except you're local.
Except we're local. Even better.
Even better. Mm-hmm. So let's see. So I do get some of your tweets. I know you mentioned it yesterday again that you were coming in. You guys, just as an organization, I'm sure all kinds of people contributing, but you're out there on Facebook frequently with news information and following it up with Twitter and Instagram and probably other places I don't check.
We are. So if you go to facebook.com/Tri-County Tech. Mm-hmm. You'll find us on Facebook. If you want to follow us on Instagram, our handle is @Tri-County Tech. Mm-hmm. So super easy. And then our Twitter is the same handle, @Tri-County Tech. So we try to make it simple for you. Go and find us, follow us, see what we're up to. We do some Instagram Live and a lot of Facebook Live, so mm-hmm. you'll see what's actually happening in real time at Tri-County Tech.
Well, if you're interested in signing up or just talking to more information about the Flex and Fast Track programs that we were talking about earlier, a lot of the information is online, but you do have folks that they can actually stop by, talk to a counselor, and get more information.
We do. So you can stop in, or you can even call. So our main line is 918-331-3333, right? Easiest phone number ever.
Exactly.
We love that one. And so you can chat with those girls, and they can help point you in the right direction and probably answer most of your questions right there. Or you can visit our website or just stop in and say hi.
Is it too early to get signed up for some of the fall programs, or do you have the list out yet?
Absolutely not. You can sign up right now. If it's on the website, it is ready to go. You can stop in as well and see what we have to offer in the fall.
Okay. Sounds like a great deal. Well, again, thanks for coming in this morning, and I hope you'll be back again in a month or so and tell us more. Mm-hmm. Again, Paige Early this morning, and, of course, our veteran, Cheyenne, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Charlie.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. We've got more on the way in just a little bit. We'll check news coming up from the Oklahoma News Network right after this on K1.
Upcoming anniversary? Call KWON 918-336-1001 or email radio@bartlesville.com.